Hi there, Jared. Good morning to you. What's next with LBC's Tuesday Morning News? I am Steve Lindell. More on the Muncie Fire Department EMT cheating investigation. WTHR's Bob Siegel says people are wondering,
how did this culture happen in the first place? And what is going to happen at this point? And we have not heard that yet from the mayor, from the fire chief, what they are going to do to try to prevent this situation from happening in the future, because certainly from a reputational standpoint, it's been very damaging. It could potentially still be even more damaging.
To date, one MFD member is on paid leave, and eight others who cheated on tests have faced a small fine. Cornerstone Center for the Arts Muncie hosted its Young Artist Exhibition May 21. The Judith Barnes Gallery will display the works of the winners and contestants at a later date. Cornerstone CEO and President Allison Bell and Director of Education Leon Crosby hosted this event and presented awards to the top pieces. See the winner list on our local news page right now. The smell tipped off police, and now a funeral director has pled guilty to theft.
The Associated Press reports that Randy Langford is currently under house arrest. Last year, Jeffersonville police learned that his funeral home was housing more than 30 decomposing bodies, along with many cremains. He is now facing more than 40 counts of theft after families say he did not provide the advertised funeral services. He may also have to pay restitution. Langford will be sentenced on June 23rd. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
This is House Call for Health. Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer, with many Americans celebrating by breaking out the grills. But to prevent you and your barbecue guests from coming down with a bad case of food poisoning, health professionals say you need to make sure your grub is kept at safe temperatures. If dishes aren't properly prepared and stored, outdoor buffets can become breeding grounds for foodborne illnesses, including salmonella, E. coli, listeria, and more.
Listeria, or Listeria monocytogenes specifically, is actually a soil organism that can find its way into foods and in certain populations cause some really severe disease. And those are people that are immunocompromised. And that means very young children, people over 65, pregnant women.
Haley Oliver is an associate professor of food science at Purdue University. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, that's a high jump. That and national next on LBC.